following is a presentation of Radio Alabama Sports. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited.
This is the Radio Alabama Sports Tip-Off Show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network.
Welcome to the Comer Sports Network. Greg Wyckoff, Tony White. We are in the second round of the county tournament. And, Tony, we just witnessed a pretty good girls basketball team. I don't know how we can top it off in this boys' games coming up between our Comer Tigers and the Chillsburg Tigers. It was the Winterboro girls pulling off a big win over Chillsburg, 59-54.
I thought it was the championship game.
It felt like it.
You would think with the environment here at the Chillsburg venue, the electric in here, the electricity in here, I thought it was the championship game. And they still got another game to go.
They do. And the cool part about it is B.B. Comer is hosting the tournament, but it shows a lot that you can call up a friend, call up a coach, and say, hey, can we host our tournament at your school, your venue? And Coach Johnny Johnson, the faculty here at Chillsburg have opened up their school, and Coach Fawcett has done an amazing job running this show.
Oh, he has. He's done a fantastic job. And, we didn't talk about this venue last night, but this is a top-notch venue to play basketball in here at Chillsburg High School.
I believe they call it the house that Gerald built.
Could have been.
Gerald Wallace.
Could have been. Yeah.
I remember stories that they said of the old gym where the people would be lined up down the road, sold out, trying to get in to watch him play.
Wow. I'll tell you what. He was a good one. He went from here to Alabama, and then he went to play for the Timberwolves? Yeah,
Timberwolves, Portland Trailblazers.
Yeah.
A 14-year career all-star. And to me, could have been a slam dunk. I thought he got gypped on the slam dunk championship one year because he's a great individual. And I hate that he's assistant coach for the Chillsburg Tigers, and he will not be on the bench tonight. He's got the flu.
Oh, bless his heart.
And so he won't be on the bench. We saw his son, Davin Flanour, coaching the Chillsburg girls. But, Tony, I'm ready for this matchup from our Comer Tigers versus the Chillsburg Tigers. Now, this is one of three games coming up. You win this game, you continue on the county tournament. Tuesday night, that's just a regular season game, and the next time they play is going to be a game that decides the end of the season. That doesn't seem right.
No, it don't seem right, but, you have to play the cards you dealt, and that's what they got dealt tonight. So, they're playing tonight, Tuesday night, and then at the end of the season. So, that's just the way it goes.
Well, I tell you what, we're going to take a break, and we're going to come back. We are on the Tip-Off Show right here on the Comer Sports Network on Kix 100.3.
Craving diverse flavors? Betty Roos Cafe at Allen Brew Markets has you covered. From the zest of Mexican dishes to the comfort of Southern classics and the sizzle of Asian stir fry, experience it all. Allen Brew Markets, a proud, locally owned family business. Now with 8 locations, fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
You're all in with Allen, oh yeah, Allen Brew Markets.
Whether you're looking for a spacious family home or a tiny home for a big lifestyle, Atkinson Homes in Childersburg has the perfect solution for you. With energy-efficient homes from Clayton, Sunshine, and Cavalier, our 3-, 4-, and 5-bedroom homes offer comfort and style. Atkinson Homes makes it easy with financing options including home loans, FHA, VA, and land and home packages. Plus, enjoy peace of mind with our 1-year warranty and on-site maintenance technician. Visit AtkinsonHomes.net or stop by on Highway 280 in Childersburg across from Cadence Bank.
Experience leadership that truly echoes the heart of Coosa Valley. Ben Robbins is an accomplished attorney specializing in real estate, estates, and business law. Voted Coosa Valley's best attorney, Ben is not only a legal expert, but also a dedicated community champion. He actively supports our farmers, stands strong with our veterans, and engages in local initiatives like the Rotary Club and Habitat for Humanity. For Ben, it's all about nurturing the community spirit, supporting our schools, and cheering on local high school sports. When you're in need of real estate or business legal help, call attorney Ben Robbins at 256-346-6493.
At Central Alabama Community College, we believe success starts with having the right opportunities. That's why our motto, Central to You, Central to Your Success, is more than just words. It's a commitment to your future. Envision your dreams turning into reality with our diverse programs and supportive learning environment. Transform your ambitions into achievement. Enroll at Central Alabama Community College. Visit cacc.edu to register and start your journey today. Central Alabama Community College, proud supporters of B.B. Comer High School Athletics.
Discover a place that brings your group closer together. Quality time, quality team building, quality memories. Majestic Caverns, the official team builder sponsor of the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network.
Welcome back to the Comer Sports Network. Greg Wyckoff, Tony White back in the booth, two games in a row. Let me pinch myself tonight. Good to have you here always, my brother. We are going to be treated to what I feel is going to be a really good basketball game. Now, you look at it on paper, you know, you look on the court, too, and Chillsbury looks like they might outman you, but I'm telling you what, the grit of this Tiger basketball team, and it all comes from their coach.
Coach Herbert, that's exactly right. I mean, if you look at the two teams while they're out here warming up right now, I mean, it looks like David and Goliath. I mean, the Chillsburg Tigers have the height, and the Comer Tigers, you know, they're not that tall, but they can get up. So it's going to be a good matchup on the boards, on defensive boards and offensive boards tonight.
Yeah, because really the big man down low is the kid that just went in for the layup right there, and that's Raylon Sims. Right. He's been the one on the glass rebounding. I talked to Coach Herbert today for the one-on-one for tonight's matchup, and I asked him, I said, Coach, what player tonight are you going to lean on and be the difference in this game? And he said, Isaiah Duncan, number 11. We saw him the other night.
Yeah, I mean, he come alive in the second half the other night. He didn't contribute a whole lot the first half, but the second half, I think he had, 14 points? I mean, he was all over the field, the court. I mean, offensive, defensive, I mean, everywhere.
That's what Coach said. If you get about 15 from Isaiah, we know Cam Gaddis. You know, we know what Cam Gaddis can do. Cam Gaddis is going to face a tough defense tonight. Julesburg plays you really tough man-to-man. I still think Gaddis has the skill, the talent to go wherever he wants to go with the basketball.
He can. He's got the talent, too, and the ball control to be able to go down into the paint and do what he wants to with the basketball. But the hard thing for Comer tonight is going to be to get to the inside, because they play man-to-man, and they will switch over to a 2-1-2, just like B.B. Comer did the other night, and nobody could get down to the inside on them.
Which brings up my X factor, my player tonight, because Gaddis gets so much attention because he's really that good of a basketball player. Raylon Sims gets a lot of attention because he's just a rare form athlete. I mean, you don't get too many of Raylon Sims on any kind of athletic playing field. Octavian Swain is
number 10.
Yes. Octavian, we saw him the other night. If he wants to take the game in his hand, he has all the tools to do it.
Yeah, he's got ball control also, just like Cam Gaddis has got. Both of them young men have got good ball control. They can dribble real well. They can pass real well. They can shoot real well. So, I mean, both of them are a threat to go to the basket.
We saw Ronaldo Riggins come off the bench last week and hit two three-pointers in a row. And I told him he happened to be in the locker room today. And I said, kid, we need a lot more of that. Come off the bench with that kind of fire. Hit those shots, because it just electrifies your team.
Oh, yeah, it really does. And I'll tell you somebody else that we hadn't talked about, and that's number 32, Caden Brown. I mean, he come in and contributed the other night with some rebounds.
So it's a really good team. We even seen, you know, Isaiah Hall, number two. He not scoring many points, but a tremendous defender. So coach has he has some tools. He has some pieces to move around. We'll see what he does tonight. Like I told him, you know, we're all friends, but when that buzzer goes off, they're fierce opponents.
Oh, big time, yeah, they are fierce opponents. But one thing they've got to do, Greg, that they didn't do the other night real well, is block out, especially on the defensive boards down here. They did not block out the other night, and the other team was getting two and three shots at the basket. So they're going to have to do a lot better job of blocking out tonight.
Blocking out and hitting your free throws.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Free throws is their Achilles heel right now.
We're about 5 minutes away from tip-off. We're going to take a quick break. We'll come right back. You're listening to Comer Sports Network on Kicks 100.3.
Do you have big plans and dreams to fulfill? You need a home equity line of credit from Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. They're the perfect loans for big plans or consolidating high interest bills. With a rate starting at just 6.5% and 7.29% APR, you can afford to make your dreams come true. Call 256-378-5559 today. Coosa Pines is where you belong. Annual percentage rates vary. Call or visit our website for details and restrictions. Federally insured by NCUA.
For 24-hour roadside assistance and towing in the Sylacauga and Chelsea surrounding area, turn to Merkle's Anytime Towing, the official towing company of the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network. Online at merklesanytimetowing.com.
Welcome back to the Comer Sports Network. We're about 3 minutes, 54 seconds away from getting this round number two county tournament game in, the Comer Tigers versus the Childersburg Tigers.
Now, this is going to be an exciting game. I really believe it is. I mean, even though, like we were talking about a few minutes ago, the height difference in the teams, I believe Baby Comer is going to be able to stay with them because of their quickness, because of their tenacity to get to the ball and get to the basket.
Both teams are warming up, and they finish warming up. We'll take a break. We're going to get our game intro in, and then it'll be tip-off time, and buckle up and get ready, because this is going to be another classic matchup between the Comer Tigers and the Childersburg Tigers right here on Kicks 100.3.
Do you have scrap metal piling up? Get paid at Coosa Valley Recycling. Serving the Birmingham area and Highway 280 corridor in Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Recycling is your top choice for scrap metal recycling. Whether it's old appliances, car parts, or any other metal items, Coosa Valley Recycling offers great rates and fast, easy service. Recycling with Coosa Valley Recycling not only puts your money back in your pocket, but it also protects the environment. Don't let your scrap metal go to waste. Bring it to Coosa Valley Recycling today. Call 256-245-4300.
This is B.B. Comer High School Basketball on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network, presented by Radio Alabama Sports, sponsored by Toyota Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, Allen Oil Company, Wright Tire and Service, State Farm Insurance Agent Albia Steers, Majestic Caverns, Donahue Physical Therapy, Farmers Home Furniture, Sylacauga Parks and Recreation, Coosa Valley Recycling, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Attorney Ben Robbins, Van Sant Hardware, Sarah Nissan Honda and Ford of Sylacauga, Penhody Outdoor Foundation, Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce, Alta Point Health, Sylacauga Health and Rehab Services, Marble City Pharmacy, Central Alabama Community College, AMIA, Rudd's Car Wash, Marble City Plumbing, La Pinata Mexican Grill, Ricky Deason Insurance and Investments, Storage Nuts, Merkle's Anytime Towing. Now, here's color analyst Tony White and the voice of B.B. Comer Athletics, Greg Wyckoff.
It's the Comer Sports Network as we are under a minute before the tip-off between the B.B. Comer Tigers and the Childersburg Tigers. Both teams finishing their warm-ups on the court.
We are positioned in front of the Childersburg bench. Childersburg looks like they're going to come out in all white tonight. And the Childersburg Tigers, we'll see what happens when they take their black tops off, what's underneath them.
Yeah, you can't tell right now. Oh, they got the black lead. Gold jersey with the black letters. That's good. You're going to be able to see them okay.
Tony, before we tip off, let's get our first quarter sponsor in.
First quarter action is brought to you by Donahue Physical Therapy. When an injury sidelines you, get back to the action faster with Donahue Physical Therapy.
This is the Comer Sports Network. Appreciate all of our sponsors being the fuel for this broadcast and the fuel behind these schools. So thank you for your support of Radio Alabama and for tonight, BB Comer Tigers, the Comer Sports Network, and also I know a lot of support behind these Childersburg Tigers.
Oh, there's a lot of support behind the Childersburg Tigers. Tigers. We're going to have to say the Childersburg or Comer tonight, because if we say Tigers, they're not going to know who just scored or what. So, but yeah, there's a lot of support for both teams here tonight.
And if you want to come watch a basketball game where there are just athletes upon athletes, this is the one to be at.
Yeah, I mean, Childersburg's got a lot of athletes on their side too, but Comer, we've watched them all, you know, pretty much all year and last year, and you've got three or four that can handle the ball real well, can shoot the ball from the perimeter, and even get down in the paint, and they can do a good job.
And they can flat out get after it. That's about the easiest way to say it.
If you don't mind me giving a shout out right quick,
yes, sir.
I've got a 10-year-old nephew. His son played basketball last week. He showed out. His name is Brooks White. He had 2 assists, 6 rebounds, 10 points, and 10 steals. He had a double-double.
Sign him up.
I'm going to tell you something. That young man, he is a natural at playing any kind of sports. I've heard about him in football, basketball, and baseball, and they said he's a natural.
Tipping off for Childersburg will be number 14, Duke Fairman. And it'll be number 0, Cam Gaddis. Childersburg will control the opening tip-off, and it's tipped right to Tadarius Swain Smith, and he'll put it in for the opening points of the game. Swain to Morgan. Raylon, jump step in the lane. That shot is going to be blocked.
Yeah, he tried to force that shot right there. He shouldn't have went up when he did.
Tay Fairman misses a shot. Here comes Cam Gaddis up and under, and he's going to miss the layup. Rebound, Childersburg. Too many steps by Tay Fairman, but I saw what caused it right there. Israel Duncan jumped in the passing lane and calls that turnover. Gaddis will bring it up against Williams. Swain in the corner. He'll dribble in. Get it back up top to Raylon Sims. Raylon to Duncan. Morgan in the corner. Back to Duncan. Now Swain. Swain, left hand in the lane. He'll go up off the glass for two.
That was a good play by Swain on the inside.
You see how he reverse spun that ball on the backboard? Childersburg work it around. That's Smith for a three-pointer. And doesn't get anything. Raylon sends with the rebound. Raylon to the free throw line. Now kick it out to Gaddis. Now Swain for three. When that rims out, Childersburg rebound.
The Tigers will come out in a man-to-man defense, and the Comer Tigers have come out in a 2-1-2.
Three-point shot by Devin Williams missed, and here come the Comer Tigers. Raylon Sims is going to back up.
and get it to Cam Gattis. Gattis to Raylon. Raylon for three and nothing but net.
That was a good shot. They passed the ball real good that time, working them for the three-shot play.
5-2 Comer, 5:39 to go in the first. Shealing. The basketball. He'll dribble it out. He's got Duncan on him. He'll get it to Tay Fairman. Now back to Shealy. Long three-point shot by Seneca Shealy. We got a tie game, 5-5. A pass down court to Israel Duncan, and he's going to step on the sideline. That'll be a turnover.
Yeah, it looks like he was kind of being forced to take that step out of bounds.
Yeah, had a little help, didn't he?
Yeah, just a little bit.
Shealy to Smith. Now Shealy back to Smith. Three-point shot missed. A fight for the rebound. Schulzberg's going to come away with it. Get it inside.
Oh, almost been a good play.
Long rebound kick out to Israel Duncan. He had one-on-one, and he'll pull up. Give it to Swain. I thought Swain was going to.
I thought he was fixing to pull the trigger.
And he'll get it to Gattis. Gattis isn't afraid to pull the trigger, and he'll go in the lane off the glass. 7-5 Comer, 4:26 in the first. Schulzberg with the basketball. That's Devin Williams for three. He'll miss it. Schulzberg's kind of cool from the outside starting this game.
Right now they are.
Duncan behind the back. He'll get it to Swain. Swain.
They're not blocking out down here.
He'll miss it, and Shealy will come away with the rebound. Shealy is a really good basketball player. Williams in the corner for three. Tay Fairman.
Somebody got to get up.
Now back to Williams. He'll miss it, but rebound. Smith. Shot missed.
Did you see how Raylon kept that ball alive just then for them to get the rebound?
Swain gets the rebound. And now Gattis. Gattis will pull up. Miss it. But again, nobody in rebounding. All four other players were running down the court.
It was like it's an automatic, but nothing's automatic in basketball.
Shealy will hand it off to Devin Williams. He's got Gattis on him. Looks like Comer's going to settle into a 2-3 zone. Williams in the lane.
Wow.
They get it to Shealy. And he's not going to miss very many. And that was right in front of Coach Herbert.
And he's not happy.
No, he's not. 7-7, 2:58 to go in the first. We'll take a quick break. You listen to Comer Sports Network, presented by Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union.
Are you tired of living with pain? Donahue Physical Therapy can help you break free from discomfort. Hey, it's Ben Donahue. Our caring therapists are experts in pain management and rehabilitation. At Donahue Physical Therapy, we'll work with you to create a personalized plan for a pain-free life. Say goodbye to aches and pains. Call Donahue Physical Therapy and start your journey to a pain-free, active life today. Get back to the action faster with Donahue Physical Therapy.
Welcome back to the Comer Sports Network. 2:58 to go in the first. 7-7 is our score.
We knew it was going to be a tight ball game, but it is living up to what the expectations that we had.
Out of the timeout, Schulzberg goes with a full-court press. But that's one thing Comer does very well. They handle presses really good. Raylon Sims with the basketball. Long three-pointer.
Not following Swain. Shots.
He'll miss it. And Shealy come away with the rebound. Well, it's a three-point shootout here. Tay Fairman misses the three-point.
But nobody's hitting them.
Swain to Gattis. Now Israel Duncan in the corner to Gattis. Gattis will go baseline. And that is going to go off his leg out of bounds. Schulzberg basketball. Tay Fairman will bring it up for the Tigers. They'll get it to Sheely. They're going to try to work it around this Comer zone. Smith in the corner. They'll get it into Tay Truss. Now back outside to Smith.
I'll tell you what, it's hard to get down inside on this Comer defense.
They pack it in tight.
Yes.
Smith with a long three-pointer. What'd I say? Keep trying, trying. They'll finally fall. He hits a three. Schulzberg takes a three-point lead, 10-7, a minute to go in the first, and a bad pass, and that's going to lead to an easy bucket by Seneca Sheely. Tony, just a minute ago, was 7-7, and now this is a 13-7 game.
Yeah, they hit that three and then come back, that bad pass, and made that easy bucket, and then went up by 5 points.
Swain will inbound it to Gattis. And Sheely is going to pick that pass off. Take it in, miss it.
No block out. No block out.
Nope, that was Tay Fairman for two. Duncan. Raylon Sims. Raylon's going to lose it. And here comes Childersburg making a major run here at the end of the first.
Yeah, that's seven unanswered points by the Comer Tigers.
They got us doubled up right now, 14-7. It looks like they're going to hold it for the last shot. Tony, what's scary? They got three really good shooters on the court.
I know it.
They're going to try to work Sheely in the corner. And he'll take the shot. He'll miss the three-pointer, but a rebound by Calhoun. And I think that's going to be a foul on...
I think it's going to be on Isaiah.
Yes. Yeah, 0.9 seconds to go. The clock never moved, and they were dribbling around. The officials on the court said, hey, stop dribbling. It's done.
It's over with. It's over with.
We'll go to the second, 14-7. The Schulzberg Tigers with the lead. We'll take a quick break and listen to Comer Sports Network.
Fajita Fridays are at La Piñata Mexican Grill with steak or chicken fajitas for only $12.99. Hornito Sunrises are only $5.99. La Piñata on Highway 280, just off the bridge in Childersburg. Online at piñatamexicangrill.com.
Looking for a taste of Mexico in Sylacauga? Head over to La Costa Mexican Restaurant on Broadway Avenue for a vibrant fiesta of flavor. Savor sizzling fajitas, cheesy enchiladas, and mouth-watering tacos, all crafted to perfection with unbeatable drink specials. With exceptional service and a lively atmosphere, La Costa Mexican Restaurant in Sylacauga is perfect for family dinners, date nights, or a fun night out. Every meal is a celebration at La Costa Mexican Restaurant.
The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network is powered by Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative. The best power, internet, and propane are at your fingertips. Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, a Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Online at CoosaValleyEC.com.
Welcome back to the Comer Sports Network. We'll start the second period, 14-7. Schulzberg with the lead. Comer with the basketball. Israel Duncan will take it in. That foul's going to be on number one, Jadarius Smith.
Well, Isaiah's not afraid to go to the basket, is he?
No, he's not. We talked about this in the pregame. Duncan did what you need to do. You got to hit your free throws.
Yes.
And he hits the first one. I believe that's his first points tonight. He'll line up for shot number two. That is off the mark. Here come the Tigers. Chillsburg Tigers. Tay Fairman to Tadarius Smith for a long three-point shot. Be tipped out, and Swain will get the rebound.
I tell you what, either team don't mind trying to shoot a three, do they?
No, they don't. You live by it, you die by it. Get the ball into Raylon. He'll miss it. Tipped by Morgan and rebounded by Tay Fairman of the Chillsburg Tigers. Sheely for three. He has such a pretty shot. Gaddis. Boy, Gaddis is going to go coast to coast for two. 5 foot floater in the lane. Duncan almost steal. They get it inside. Missed the shot. That was Calhoun on the miss, and the ball will go out of bounds. Comer basketball. Gaddis to Swain. Back to Gaddis. A little token pressure in the backcourt by Childersburg. Now Duncan in the corner. He's double-teamed. He'll get it to Raylon. Raylon lost the basketball. Tay Fairman's going to come up with it again. And he'll go in the lane. Kick it out to Devin Williams for three. He'll miss it. Long rebound. Smith shot. I believe he lost the basketball. And Tay Fairman has the ball now. It's like they're just working around the edge trying to find who's going to shoot the three-point shot. A little runner by Devin Williams. He'll miss it. Rebound out to Smith. He'll miss the three-point shot. Now this time the Comer Tigers will come away with a rebound. And Swain to go in the lane, up and under. And he'll miss that one off the backboard.
They're forcing the ball. They're not setting up on it.
Sheely goes in, and Morgan is going to, not like a little elbow in the back.
Just a little bit.
A little friendly nudge. 17-10, the Comer Tigers are in deficit right now to the Chillsburg Tigers. All too easy inbound pass. Nobody covering Hezekiah Parker. That was just too easy. They break the press, get it to Morgan. Cross court Swain. Back to Gaddis. Gaddis wants a screen. They take it in the lane. Jump step. And that, I think that was partially blocked. And Tay Fairman comes away with it again. And he goes coast to coast for two. An 11-point lead by the Chillsburg Tigers. 4:49 here in the second. Now Morgan for three. Boy, that was, didn't touch anything. And Seneca Sheely comes away with it.
That was almost an air ball, too.
Gaddis will get the rebound, and he's going to go coast to coast. Missed the shot, but he'll be fouled.
One more. That'd be on Fairman.
And Cam Gaddis will go to the free throw line for two shots.
This has been one fast-paced basketball game. I mean, we're already halfway through the second period.
These teams don't set up long on offense, do they? Gaddis will miss the first of two. 21-10. Chillsburg Tigers lead the Comer Tigers. 4:26 to go here in the second period. Cam Gaddis at the free throw line for his second free throw shot. And that's about the same as the first one. A little strong off the back of the rim. Swain is going to get a steal in the backcourt. And then he's going to turn around and give it right to Childersburg. And Cody Fowler will take it down court for an easy layup. And Devin Williams is going to pick up a foul for Chulsberg in the backcourt. 13-point lead, 23-10. Chulsberg leads Homer. Isaiah Hall in the game for the Tigers. He tried to get it into Raylon Sims. That ball was kicked out of bounds. Now Ronaldo Riggins will come in. And he'll get it into Cam Gaddis. To Ronaldo. Back to Gaddis. Over to Raylon. Raylon will miss the shot. Fight for the rebound. Chulsberg come away with it. Seneca Schilling to Fowler, to Williams. Now back to Fowler. I thought he took a step right there.
That's what it looked like.
Bad pass by Chulsberg, and Duncan is going to try to go. Wow, nice defense by Devin Williams. I thought Israel had an easy layup. Williams will knock it out of bounds. Comer will throw it in from inbounds. They'll get it into Raylon Sims. And he'll be fouled. Go to the free throw line for two. He'll be on Duke Fairman, number 14. Be a two-shot foul for Raylon Sims. Well, he hit a three-pointer. Looking for his first points here in the second. That ball goes everywhere but in the basket. It'll pop out. Second shot by Raylon. A little too strong. And another rebound for the Tigers. Devin Williams with the basketball. He's guarded by Riggins. To Sheely. He's got Gaddis on him. And a timeout by the Chulsberg Tigers. 3 minutes to go in the second. 23-10. Chulsberg with the lead over the Comer Tigers. We'll take a quick break. We'll be right back with the Comer Sports Network.
The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen. KX 100.3 is WYEA Sylacauga Childersburg and WSGN HD3 Stuartville, home of the BB Comer Tigers on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network.
3 minutes to go in the second. Childersburg with a 13-point lead, 23-10 over the Comer Tigers. Coach Tony, what do we need to do?
Well, we're going to play a little bit smarter on offense. I mean, we're just throwing the ball away. We're not keeping the ball in our possession. We're not covering them. We're not blocking out. I mean, we're totally different than we were Monday night.
Smith with the basketball. Got Gaddis on him.
And we're making crazy fouls.
Yeah. Right now, Chulsberg just a little bit faster than the Comer. When we started the game, the Comer Tigers looked a little bit faster than Childersburg, but now it's changed to where it's like Childersburg's got a whole step on us right now.
Well, they're moving. Comer's not moving. Childersburg is moving the ball. They're cutting in and out, and Comer's not doing that.
Devin Williams with the basketball. Get it to Calhoun. Now back to Sheely. In the corner. That's Smith for three. He'll miss it. Fight for the basketball. It'll go out of bounds. Be Comer basketball. Good job over there by Israel Duncan and Brandon Calhoun. Both diving on the court for that basketball.
Yeah, both of them was on the floor that time, and both of them was scrapping forward. It just happened to go out of bounds. The last one to touch it was a Chillsburg Tiger.
Well, right now with 2:23 to go in the second, we need every break we can get, partner.
Well, we're going to have to work the ball a little bit more.
Three-point block shot out by Riggins. He'll miss it. Rebounded Schultzberg.
I know I keep harping on blocking out, but we're not doing anything on offense or defense.
Pass inside. It's going to be knocked out by Israel Duncan. Schultzberg basketball under the basket. They'll get it in to Smith. To Sheely. You gotta get your body on him. He'll miss it, but another rebound inside. Brandon Carpenter, and he'll put it in for two.
Right in front of Israel right there. He never blocked out. They can jump with Chillersburg. They're just not blocking out and trying to.
Boy, Gaddis with a quick three-pointer. That's strong. Sheely in the lane, and he'll hit the floater over Swain. Braylon. Swain, now back to Gaddis. We've gone cold on offense. Duncan is going to get double-teamed on the baseline. The ball would go out against Schultzberg.
If you notice when one guy gets the ball, nobody else, they just stand there. They're not cutting or trying to come off of another player to get the ball.
They're rooting for him, Tony.
I mean, they're just standing around.
Get in the corner to Duncan. Duncan back up to Swain. Back to Gaddis. Now Swain for three. And that's off the mark. Another rebound, Schultzberg.
You know, it's somewhere they've got to come inside to make some points. We've done this whole period, we have not scored a point yet.
Williams with the basketballs. We're 20 seconds to go in the half. Sheely now. Looks like Schultzberg is going to hold it for the last shot. Sheeling in the corner to Smith. He took his eyes off it.
Yeah, he was shooting before he caught the ball.
So 4 seconds to go. They get it to Gaddis. This is going to be a steal by Sheely. A half-court shot. Wow, that would have.
And I have to correct myself. We did score 3 points in the second period.
We're going to need a little bit more than that, Tony.
Yes, sir. We're going to need a lot more than that.
Tell you what, we'll take a break. And we'll come back for the halftime show. 27-10. Schultzberg Tigers lead the Comer Tigers. You're listening to the Comer Sports Network right here on Kix 100.3.
Discover adventure and team building opportunities at Majestic Caverns. Explore on a field trip, an overnight in the cave, or an underground classroom. Come watch an amazing show with fire jugglers and challenge the lion and phoenix tribes in games and quests. It's the perfect new family tradition filled with fun for all ages in Childersburg, Alabama. And don't forget the food. Try our vanilla ice lattes with lavender cold foam, award-winning fudge, chicken and waffles, and warm pretzels. Visit MajesticCaverns.com for more info. It's the adventure of a lifetime. Proud supporters of B.B. Comer High School Athletics.
Marble City Pharmacy in Sylacauga offers fast, friendly service you can count on. With their convenient drive-thru, getting what you need has never been easier. Stock up on all your over-the-counter medications for cold and flu season and take a moment to explore their gift shop for something special. Whatever your needs, they're ready to help. Marble City Pharmacy, here for life. Visit them today at 264 Fort William Street in Sylacauga.
Taking pride in your work shows. For the perfect plumber with the tools and knowledge to resolve your issues, contact Marble City Plumbing, voted best of the Coosa Valley. 256-267-1569.
Imagine a world where innovation drives sustainability. At Omnia, we're not just imagining it, we're crafting it every day. As a top producer of calcium carbonate and a worldwide distributor of specialty chemicals, we're committed to enhancing consumer goods, revolutionizing paper and polymer industries, and building a stronger future in construction. Our dedication to research and development leads the charge in balancing ecological integrity with economic growth, paving the way for social progress. Omnia, innovating for a better tomorrow. Omnia wishes all area athletes good luck.
This is the Radio Alabama Sports Halftime Show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network.
I want to welcome you back to the Comer Sports Network. Thank you for tuning in. Thank you for listening. 27-10, Julesburg Tigers lead our Comer Tigers at halftime. And Tony, if there's any paint on the wall in the Comer locker room, I think Coach Fawcett's going to have to pay to get it repainted.
Well, I'll tell you what. I'm going to give you a rundown on the first half. Cam Gaddis had 4 points. One foul. He had 3 free throw attempts and hadn't hit one yet. Jaden Morgan had 1 foul. Raylon Sims had 3 points. He made 2 attempts at free throws and hadn't hit one yet. Israel Duncan had 1 point and 1 foul. That's it.
Swain had 2.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, he had 2.
I'm sorry.
Early in the game.
Okay, my
2.
Bad. I mean,
yeah, that's not when you're talking Gaddis, Sims, Swain, and Duncan, all 10 to 20 point players, there's going to have to be some big point production in the second.
Well, we're going to have to start playing a little bit more team ball. You know, once they get the ball, they're trying to go in for it, and you're not going to go in like that on Chillersburg. You're going to have to work the ball and get you a shot on the inside.
Did you get your name in that raffle?
I don't think so. I don't know what the raffle's all about. What's the raffle all about, David?
David's sleeping over
David's
there.
David's over here sleeping.
He worked hard. I tell you what, I want to say thank you to David because he came this afternoon, set all of our equipment up. What's up, partner? I better turn the sound off on that mic. It's 27-10.
What's your name?
As Mr. McCurley trying to repair a headset. Can't beat live radio.
No.
Both teams, I thought the Comer Tigers were going to be in the... What's up, partner?
Well, Tony White has royally messed up this headset. I mean, first of all, his head's about 4 sizes too big for this thing. But watching a pretty physical basketball game, I mean, it doesn't seem like it, but those kids are really going after it.
It is. Both teams are. But Childersburg, like I told Tony, at the beginning of the game, the Comer Tigers seemed to have the quicker step. And then all of a sudden, it's been Childersburg is 2 to 3 steps ahead of us now. They're just quicker to the basketball. They're quicker to the basket. They're rebounding. We're not rebounding. They're doing everything right now.
Well, one of the things that's a staple of this program in Childersburg is when you look down that bench, you've got 10 or 11 players, and you really don't lose a lot from number 11 to number one. Mm-hmm. I mean, and that's why you don't lose steps when you go to your second and sometimes third string. I'm going to say this because I call Chillsbury a lot. There are games where we don't score 35, 40 points. We don't shoot the basketball like we used to 5, 6 years ago. We don't have that sharp shooter that's going to be really good this year, Greg. But I will tell you this. One thing that this team is going to do every night is play hard defense. And that's a tribute not only to Johnny Johnson, but Gerald Wallace, who is not here tonight. He's got the flu. But Gerald has taught these kids how to play defense without fouling, how to work through screens without pushing somebody down. You know, and you can see that, and it makes a big difference.
Now, you do have a shooter on the Chillsburg Tiger team, and he'd probably be, if I had to pick teams, he may be my first pick, and that's Sheely. That kid is a phenomenal basketball player.
He can shoot the ball. Sometimes he's cold, sometimes he's hot. But I will tell you this. He has the prettiest rise and jump shot of any player I've seen in a long time. He really does. He understands where to get to his spot and not just shoot the ball, but he elevates. And I don't know if you guys have paid attention to that, how far he elevates when he shoots basketball. So 9 times out of 10, he's got a good look at the basket no matter where he is.
You don't see a lot of that in high school basketball.
No, you don't. You see a lot of set shots or a lot of drives to the bucket. But to me, if you're a B.B. Comer Tiger fan right now, you got to say, where's Raylon Sims? You got to say, where's Octavian Swain? Gaddis is going to do his part, but I'll say this. The times I've watched them play this year, Gaddis is not good without B and C.
Yeah.
And if they're not playing and you spend all of your energy on Gaddis, then Comer's going to have problems putting the ball in the bucket.
I'll tell you what. The Chillsburg Tigers are out on the court. The poor Comer Tigers are still in the locker room. We'll take a break and we come back. Third period action, 27-10. The Chillsburg Tigers lead our Comer Tigers. You're listening to Comer Sports Network, presented by Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union.
At Rudd's Car Wash, your ride can be detailed inside and out. Industrial vacuums, friendly staff, operational coin machines, and quality professional washes will show their care for your vehicle. Don't let your heavy comforters and curtains ruin your washing machine. Let Rudd's Laundromat do it for you with their industrial-sized machines for washing and drying, located in Sylacauga.
Experience Alabama like never before with Sarah Automotive, located in Sylacauga. With over 40 years of trusted service, Sarah provides one of the largest selections of new and pre-owned vehicles in the state. Enjoy peace of mind with the Sarah Promise, ensuring you always get Sarah's best deal, a 72-hour exchange policy, a straightforward trade-in process, and Sarah's unmatched service commitment. Discover the beauty of Alabama in a vehicle that's perfect for you. Sarah Automotive, proud supporters of B.B. Comer High School Athletics.
At Star Physical Therapy in Sylacauga, physical therapist Tom Malone is dedicated to helping you recover and get back to work faster. Whether you're dealing with back pain, a sports injury, or need help restoring movement, Todd and his team provide personalized care to meet your needs. Whatever your challenge, Star can solve it all. Star Physical Therapy, where you're always treated like a star. Call 256-249-4701 to schedule your appointment.
The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body. You're all in with Allen.
Welcome back to the Comer Sports Network. We'll start the third period, 27-10. Chillsburg Tigers lead our Comer Tigers. Chillsburg will start the second half with the basketball. Player we talked about just a minute ago, Sheely, with the basketball. It's like Comer has gone out of the zone. Now they're in a man, and Chillsburg's going to run the little weave.
So that's what you've got to do. You got to keep moving on the inside to get a good shot.
Smith will miss the shot. Fairman will miss the shot. I thought Swain had the rebound, but Devin Williams sneaks in, grabs it, and puts it in for two.
Yeah, Swain lost his footing and went to the floor. And that's when Williams got the ball and put it back up.
Raylon Sims to Swain, to Gaddis. Out of Swain. And Tony, right here, they need to move the ball around, get a good shot.
Yeah, I mean, they're not moving. They're just standing in. They're playing a 1-2-1 right now. I mean, a 1-3-1 right now, and they're just standing there. They're not doing any cutting to try to get an open man.
Gaddis will miss the three-pointer. Here comes Childersburg, and that's Tay Fairman again. 6 points for Tay Fairman.
Right now, he's just having his way with him.
He is. Took that rebound, went coast to coast with it. That's the third time he's done it. Raylon. To Gaddis. Now back to Raylon. Raylon will put the shot up. He'll be fouled.
I think Sheila's the one that called that.
And Raylon will go to the free throw line, where tonight he is. He got 0 of 2, is that right?
He's 0 of, yeah, he's 0 of 2 right now.
Now he's 1 of 3. So I figure we said something bad, he'll hit it. He'll miss the second one, fight for the rebound. Schulzberg will come away with it. But again, that's Tay Fairman. Fairman to Duke Fairman to Smith. He's got Morgan all over him. Sheely guarded by Duncan. That's a matchup. Tay Fairman. He's got Raylon. And Raylon
throws it out of bounds.
Yep. Can't hold on to the rebound. It'll go, except Tony, out of bounds. Now here's where the size comes in on the line for Chilsburg. That's Hezekiah Parker. Well, that was a mumbled mess right there.
Yeah, two of Comer's players just run into one another and lost the ball.
Hezekiah Parker right in off the bench will grab it, put it in for two. Duncan. To Morgan, that ball goes out of bounds, and it looks like Ronaldo Riggins will check in the game. Morgan will go to the bench. A tough night for the Comer Tigers so far. 5:37 here in the third, 33-11. Schulzberg leads Comer. Raylon Sims trying to poke that ball out of the hands of Tay Fairman. He'll miss it. Raylon will get it. And Gaddis will try to set the offense. Swain in the corner, back up, inside to Raylon Sims. And Raylon will put it in for two. You know who he reminds me of in there? Karl Malone.
Or Charles Barkley.
He's taking it to the hoop. He's guarding Tay Fairman. Nice job. Swain will poke it out. Then Gaddis is going to knock that pass out of bounds. I think he backhanded that pass out of bounds.
I tell you what, Chilsburg Tigers are on the move. I mean, they're cutting in and out, blocking, rolling off of blocks. I mean, they're doing well. Now that I said that, they get open shot down the middle.
Hezekiah Parker, and he's just, I mean, he's 6-7 inches taller than anybody on the court for the Comer Tigers. Hard to defend. Swain. To Gaddis. Gaddis with the floater. And they're going to call an offensive foul on Cam Gaddis. I think David had it right when talking at halftime. I think Gaddis, when the other parts work, he's a better player. He's kind of just feeling like he has to force it right now. And there's one that's not forcing it, Tay Fairman. He just cruises in for another easy layup for the Chilsburg Tigers.
And everybody just step back and let him come right in. I mean, you ever heard of a charge?
4:14 to go in the third, 37-13. The Comer Tigers with a lead. We'll take a quick break. You're listening to Comer Sports Network, presented by Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union.
Looking for exciting activities and fitness opportunities? Sylacauga Parks and Recreation offers something for everyone. From sports leagues and fitness classes to community events and outdoor adventures, Sylacauga Parks and Recreation programs are designed to keep you active and engaged. Explore beautiful parks, join a recreational league, or participate in family-friendly events. Make the most of your free time and connect with your community. Visit Sylacauga Parks and Recreation online at sylacauga.recdesk.com for more information.
Discover a place that brings your group closer together. Quality time, quality team building, quality memories. Majestic Caverns, the official team builder sponsor of the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network.
Welcome back to action. Israel Duncan with the basketball. He'll get it to Cam Gaddis. Gaddis for three off the mark. But Gaddis will get his own rebound, get it to Duncan.
Raylon Sims from the free throw line. He'll miss that shot. Rebounded by Parker for Chillsburg. Wow, leaves Sheely all alone for three. And it's in and out. The ball goes over the backboard. And they're going to say,
Comer ball.
Coach Johnny Johnson not happy. Coach, just let's have this one. Sit down, Coach. It's okay. Yeah.
Have a little mercy.
Yeah. I saw him when they had the coaches meeting with the officials. Coach Johnson took a wad of money out of his back pocket and was like, I'm going to hand it to Coach Herbert. And the other night he was teasing him. He wanted to know if he could spot him 10.
Max Fawcett just came in the game.
Inbound, Cam Gaddis to Raylon on the block. Raylon will put it in for two. Raylon coming alive here in the third. Tay Fairman again, coast to coast layup. All eight of his points have been about ditto the same. Raylon is going to get a
charge foul.
Yeah. He took it in on against three defenders. Boy, nobody in the middle of the lane, and a missed layup by Calhoun. Raylon Sims will get it, and he'll shoot the three-pointer. That's off the back rim. Long rebound goes to Tay Fairman. He'll miss it. There's Brandon Calhoun. He'll put it in for two. Coach Fawcett wants a full timeout with 2:38 to go in the third. 41-15 to come. The Chillsburg Tigers with the lead. We better take a break before we get
one of them Tigers.
Coach Herbert on the air. We'll be right back. It's the Comer Sports Network.
For 50 years now, Van Zandt Hardware has served our community with the best products at affordable prices and the best customer service anywhere in the region. Whether you're a home builder, contractor, roofer, or just the typical homeowner wanting to take care of that weekend project, Van Zandt Hardware is easy to find on Highway 280 in Sylacauga with options for every handyman or woman. Go from good to great with Van Zandt Hardware in Sylacauga.
The Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network is fueled by Allen Oil Company. Fuel for your car, fuel for your body, you're all in with Allen.
It's the Comer Sports Network, but it is all Childersburg Tigers tonight. 2:38 to go in the third, 41-15.
Greg, we have a whole new team out on the court right now.
Ronaldo Riggins will get it to Max Fawcett. Fawcett's going to lose it to Sheely. Sheely will get to Tay Fairman. He'll miss it, but there's a Comer rebound. Sherman with the basketball. He'll get it to Riggins. Oh, Riggins almost walked. Max Fawcett take it from the free throw line. Shot off the front of the rim. Rebounded. Tay Fairman. Fairman in the lane. He'll get it out to Sheely. Boy, Sheely just glides around the court.
He does. I mean, it's just like it's natural for him.
Devin Williams with a three-point shot. Sherem. That ball partially blocked. And here comes Chillsburg Tigers. Sheely for three.
Ooh, air ball. A little strong.
About hit Caden Brown in the face before he got the rebound. Riggins to Fawcett. They're going to get Devin Williams for a foul as he reached in on Max Fawcett. And we're going to get a wholesale change for the Chillsburg Tigers. So
Yeah, David was just telling me that every one of them, the four that just went in, are all eighth graders. This ought to be a pretty good game right now, except for number three, he said.
Ronaldo Riggins, good pass inside to Shurum. Shurum high off the glass, and he'll put it in for two and go to the free throw line. Caleb Shurum. It's a nice little power move inside. And Shurum will go to the free throw line.
I'll tell you what, he hadn't been in tonight, but he didn't. He wasn't afraid to take it to the basket.
No, he wasn't. Cam Guest trying to go in the game. Coach Herbert told him, go sit down.
Yeah.
Wrap around pass.
Oh, that was a good play right there by 21. Who's 21? Xavier Swain.
Max Fawcett in the corner. Get it to Ronaldo Riggins. Oh, what a pass.
He just
Max Fawcett about knocked Isaiah Hall into the first row, didn't it? Inside, Caleb Shurum. He'll go to the free throw line for two shots. Well, I tell you what, big Caleb Shurum active under the basket.
He is active under the basket. He's not afraid of it.
39 seconds to go in the third, 46-18. Make it 36-19. Shurum is 2 for 2 from the free throw line. Make it 3 for 3. Shurum comes in. Four points off the bench. Shot missed, and again, that's Xavier Smith Swain for the rebound. He'll put in for two. Long three-point shot. We got to get who number 24 is. We got to get his.
Everybody touched that ball that time.
It did. Shurum blocks the shot. He'll hand it to Hall. We go to the fourth. This second group playing pretty good, aren't
they? Yes, it is. This is a good ball game now.
48-20, the Chillsburg Tigers lead. We'll be back for fourth period action right here on the Comer Sports Network.
Your safety on the road starts with a well-maintained car, and Wright Tire and Service in Sylacauga is here to help. Regular oil changes, tire rotation and balance, fluid checks, and even new windshield wipers keep your vehicle in top shape. Need new tires? They've got you covered, because a safe car means peace of mind for every journey. Get it done the right way at Wright Tire and Service in Sylacauga. Call 256-245-7778 or stop by Wright Tire and Service today.
Fourth quarter action is brought to you by Farmers Home Furniture in Sylacauga. Farmers Home Furniture for your life. Shop online at farmershomefurniture.com.
Greg, I tell you what, welcome back to the Comer Sports Network. Caleb Shurum, he came in off the bench. He's got five points, three for three on free throws.
Max Fawcett for three, and he'll drain a three from the corner.
Go, Max Fawcett.
And Tony?
Yes, sir.
We're inching closer.
We are. A little bit at a time.
Inside, there's Shurum.
That's okay. He was trying.
That's gonna send Xavier Smith Swain to the free throw line. I'm gonna text Coach Fawcett.
No blocking out. Nobody's getting a rebound.
Hustle for the basketball. Here come the Comer Tigers. Hall, Riggins, Back to Hall. Ronaldo Riggins, I thought he was going to shoot a three. Hall's going to give it to him. He's trying to make him shoot it. Now he finally shoots it. It's off the back of the rim. Mac Fawcett will fight for the rebound. Hall will get it. Look, Sherem wants it on the block. Sherem's got it. He'll put it off the backboard, miss it. But a rebound inside. Take it away from it, Mr. Tony.
It's a 24, and I don't know who 24 is. We don't have him on the roster, but he went up, got the rebound, and went straight back up and got fouled.
I'm going to try to find out real fast. I'm trying to multitask right here.
I hear you.
Because he's playing tough in there.
Whoever he is, he missed his first one. We just called him 24.
I think Coach is looking at his phone. Colton Sherem. Missed by Comer, but there he is. We're going to call him the trash man, Xavier Smith, because he's getting every rebound and putting them right back up for two since he's come in the game. Coach Fawcett. He came back. I asked him who number 24 was. He said Colton Sherem. He said half-court Harry is what I call him.
Hey, at least the man is trying.
To get it inside. That's a big, tall kid.
Yes, it is.
Elijah Fowler. Ronaldo Riggins for the basketball.
I was on Hood that time.
...54-23, the Chillsburg Tigers lead with 5:18 to go in the game. Looks like Colton Sherem will go to the bench. And Baby Holt's in there, Caden Brown.
There he is. He ain't looked yet. Look at
ball out of bounds. Is that an eighth grader for Chillsburg with an underhand pass in the lane? I've heard about this young group. I've heard Coach Johnson talk about him. Looks like Colton Sherem is going to. Oh. Caleb Sherem's pass is picked off inside. And a miss. And that boy, fight for the basketball. Caleb Sherem is going to come away with it.
Hey, they got it, though.
Do you call that the redhead temper?
Ooh, I don't know.
Boy.
He got a little redder after that.
I love the fight, though, man. He said that's his basketball.
Yes, that he is, and he went after it, too, buddy.
Isaiah Hall just... She jumped up and took it out of his. It's too hard to explain everything that's going on with these kids on the court.
Oh, blocked by Max.
Yes. Colton Sherem on the ground diving for a basketball, and now Isaiah Hall gets it. Here come the Comer Tigers. Max Fawcett. Well, he's thinking three-pointer and missed it. Dropped the basketball. Boy, Isaiah Hall with a jump step. Not called. Back to Max Fawcett. Fawcett for three.
Oh, went in and out.
And out.
Oh, wow.
Isaiah Hall in there tipping it. It's going to be a breakaway for Childersburg. Ronaldo Riggins with a block from behind.
Oh, goodness.
Oh, but Cody Fowler will get it and put it in. What a block by Ronaldo.
These kids are, buddy, they are hustling. I'm not kidding. They are hustling up and down the court.
And what about Isaiah Hall in there rebounding with the big guys?
And I bet he's not 3 foot four. Well, he's a little bit taller than that. But.
Ronaldo tries to get the pass into Colton Sherum. It'll go out of bounds. Colton Sherum gets it in. They'll get it in to Caleb Sherum. He got triple teamed. Long three-pointer, Isaiah Hall. Fight for the rebound. And it's going to be a foul on Childersburg.
Yeah.
And that's due to, I'm telling you, that's all due to Caleb Sherum, the way he was fighting for that basketball.
Yes. I mean, he, like I said, that basketball was his, and he wanted it.
They get it in to Colton Sherum, who gets it back out to Ronaldo Riggins. Max Fawcett will catch it, shoot it,
just
hit
two.
A two-pointer.
Yeah.
Max, 5 points. Maybe a season varsity high for him. That was Elijah Fowler for two. Isaiah Hall with the basketball. 1:32 to go in the game. Max Fawcett on the floor. He gets it to Hall. Man, we've got balls on the court, players on the court. Coaches point one way, other coaches point the other way. Tony, this is hard to keep up with.
I love it. I'm listening to you. Keep on going, buddy. You're doing good.
Colton Sherum, get it into Max Fawcett. Max Fawcett, oh, he missed the five-footer. But Isaiah Hall with the rebound quickly to Ronaldo Riggins. Back to Hall. Three-point shot.
He ain't scared to shoot it.
Colton Sherum. And he comes in and steals it and almost saves it in and out of the hands of Max Fawcett. What a play by Colton Sherum. I feel like I'm Bob Uecker in the broadcast booth of Major League.
Yeah. Missed that much.
30 seconds to go in the game. 58-25. Childersburg Tigers with the lead. Nice defense again. Caleb Sherum to Isaiah Hall. Isaiah to Ronaldo. Get in the corner to Max. No, he's covered now. Ronaldo to Isaiah Hall. They get it in to Sherum. Boy, that was a block. Kind of foul.
I think I think he hurt going up.
Yeah, that was
that's game.
Terrence Hood, I hope he's okay. I thought he was going in for a layup. He went to plant and just couldn't get off the ground.
I feel like he landed on that knee wrong. The final score, Childersburg Tigers 58. Comer Tigers 25. I don't know if I've seen that kind of performance in a while.
Scored 5 more points in the second half than we did the first half.
I don't know. And the whole about 2 minutes in the third period and the whole fourth period we had the second string in. Eighth and ninth graders.
I'll tell you what, Tony, let's take a quick break and we'll come right back. 58-25, the Childersburg Tigers victorious over the Comer Tigers. Listen to Comer Sports Network, presented by Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union.
Your dream home is closer than you think. Atkinson Homes offers the best in energy-efficient homes with options from Clayton, Sunshine, and Cavalier. Choose from 3, 4, or 5 bedrooms, or explore our tiny homes for your big lifestyle. Atkinson Homes handles everything, from delivery and setup to air and heat pump installation. Financing is available for home loans, FHA loans, VA loans, and land and home together. Visit AtkinsonHomes.net or stop by on Highway 280 across from Cadence Bank in Childersburg.
Did you know that CVMC now offers a full retail pharmacy? Coosa Valley Apothecary offers easy prescription transfers, convenient location, and low prices every day. Whether you need a prescription filled, are looking for over-the-counter products, or just have questions for our pharmacists, stop in for the personalized service of an independent, community-based pharmacy. Avoid a second stop after your hospital discharge with the meds-to-bed service. It allows you to fill your prescriptions before you go home. Coosa Valley Apothecary, located conveniently on the ground floor of Coosa Valley Medical Center.
Do you have big plans and dreams to fulfill? You need a home equity line of credit from Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union. They're the perfect loans for big plans or consolidating high interest bills. With a rate starting at just 6.5% and 7.29% APR, you can afford to make your dreams come true. Call 256-378-5559 today. Coosa Pines is where you belong. Annual percentage rates vary. Call or visit our website for details and restrictions. Federally insured by NCUA.
This is the Radio Alabama Sports Postgame Show on the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network.
Welcome back to the Comer Sports Network. Second round of the county tournament, and the B.B. Comer Tigers fall to the Chillsburg Tigers tonight, 58-25. Not really. Game really wasn't even closest. This game was 7-7, and then it was 14-7, and then it just all fell apart.
Yeah, it was like the Comer Tigers were playing in slow motion. The first 5 minutes of the game, I mean, they were just spot on. I mean, good defense, good offense, taking good shots. And then after that, I mean, it was just, you know, I don't know. It's like they just come apart.
Raylon Sims, Cam Gaddis, tournament players. Jadarius Smith, Tay Smith, Tay Fairman, and Devin Williams. Wow, most valuable player of the
Isaiah
tournament.
Duncan.
Yes,
sir.
And he gets that off pure. That's just a hustle award right there. And that's something. That's an award that you could be more proud of.
I'll tell you what, that Sherman Sheether right there, buddy. That's one good kid right there. And that's the one y'all talking about. He's got the beautiful jump shot.
He does. And he doesn't run. He just glides across the court. He glides to get open to get his shots. He's really good.
Oh, yeah.
So B.B. Comer Tigers will get the second place award for the small schools. And the Chillsburg Tigers will get the first place award for the small school. And then Tony, you get an award for a small school, and then you get to turn around and play the big school.
Big boys, yeah.
I never got that. I know it's fun to do, but you know, it's.
Well, I mean, you know, when you play in the, you know, for the small school, and then you have to worry about playing the big boys. I mean, the big schools. Hey, Mayor, how you doing? We got the Mayor of Chillsburg here, Mr. Ken Wesson. But yeah, when you do that, you know, you have to turn around and play the big guys, you know. So,
and it looks like, I believe, Sylacauga and Lincoln play for the big school champion. Sylacauga, Talladega, right?
I'm not sure. Hang on just a minute and we'll find out.
At least he didn't tear the headset up this time.
I know. He gave me a good piece of equipment after I worked on it.
Now, Sylacauga plays
Talladega here tomorrow night.
Yes.
At 7:30. The girls' big school championship is Talladega and Lincoln tomorrow night right here at Chillsburg at 6 o'clock. And then on Friday, the winner of that Talladega-Lincoln's girls' game will play Winneboro for the super championship here at 6 o'clock on Friday. And then on Friday night, here, it will be the Childersburg Tigers against the winner of Sylacauga and Talladega's boys.
Well, you better get your game voice on, Mr. McCurley.
I can tell you this, and I'm just going to be dead honest with both of you. This is a big place. It seats a lot of people. But with Talladega and Winneboro's girls playing, you better get a ticket early.
That's
right. And with Sylacauga and Childersburg's boys playing, you better get a ticket early.
Yes, because as good as Sylacauga is this year, I've covered enough of Childersburg this year. That could be another. How many classics between those two teams have been played in this gym?
Now let me say this, too. It's not a given that Talladega's girls are going to beat Lincoln and Sylacauga's going to beat Talladega's boys. Those are going to be two great games tomorrow night. If you want to listen to Sylacauga and Talladega's boys tomorrow night, you can hear Jeremy Law on Mix 106.5 with that game. I'll tell you, you and I got a chance to call B.B. Comer's girls and Lincoln's girls early in the year. Lincoln's girls, who just defeated Sylacauga on Monday, they're pretty good.
Yeah, they're really good. They've got a couple of girls that can flat out shoot the basketball and shoot it. Once they cross half court, it's game on for them. I mean, they air it out from three. But, you know, I'm excited you're going to get the call Friday night, because how many games, David, have you covered, I've covered in this? There's something about this gym where you can go in with 2 minutes to go in the game with a 10-point lead and lose. How many games have we covered?
And you're right. And I'll tell you this, too. High school teams, with the exception of Talladega High School, are not used to going into a gym and shooting from in front of the goal and seeing people sit behind the goal. Mm-hmm. That is strange. Sometimes kids don't adapt to that well. And tonight, I just don't think B.B. Comer adapted to that well. We saw this B.B. Comer team hold Childersburg to 11 points and a half at the Jungle. Even though Childersburg can come back and won that game that night, tonight was a night where B.B. Comer, they just didn't have it.
They were off. Like Tony and I talked, when it was 7-7, it was done after that. Once it jumped to 14-7, it was almost game over at that point. Childersburg just played an excellent ball game tonight. They played excellent defense. They out-rebounded the Comer Tigers, and they outshot us. And we just couldn't get our shots to fall.
And I'm going to say this real quick before I hand the headset back to Tony. Doesn't get any easier for Coach Marcus Herbert and these B.B. Comer Tigers, because Saturday they got the number one team in Class 3A coming to town. And it's they lost to them by 45 at Midfield a week ago. It's going to be a tough task. Then, if you think it gets any better, they come back here on Monday night to face Childersburg in an area game. Let me remind folks, this game tonight had nothing to do with area standings. Mm-hmm. Okay? It's just a county tournament game. But I will say this, B.B. Comer, and if you don't think Marcus Herbert wants to win the game I'm about to tell you about, next Thursday at home is senior night. You guys will be there to cover that game against his alma mater, the Weaver Bearcats. I mean, that need I say anymore. He'll want to win that game.
Thank you, David. Tony, any final words before we pack it up?
No, I just know that it's not going to get easier for the B.B. Comer Tigers. So, Coach Marcus Herbert, you know, they've got to do some changing before they come in next game, because it's not going to get any easier. And, I mean, it was like Comer didn't even show up tonight. Compared to what they did Monday night to tonight, I mean, it was like they never got off the bus.
Well, they took a lot of three-pointers, and I think Raylon hit one, but nobody else did. And you got, if they don't fall, then they just couldn't recover.
You can't take away from my buddy Max. Max hit two of them.
Yeah, he did.
He did. He come off the bench and hit two of them. But like you said, they took too many shots on the outside perimeter for threes and couldn't make them, and they didn't stop. They didn't work for good shots down inside the paint, around the perimeter, and they didn't work it inside. So, and then they didn't get back on defense and get on the defensive boards. They didn't block out on the offensive board. They didn't block out on the defensive board. Julesburg was getting two and three shots at the offensive on their offensive board. You can't win a ball game letting the opponents do that.
Well, you know the best part about it, Tony? It's over.
It is over. The bleeding is over. It is. So I enjoyed it. Thank you for letting me call it with you tonight. I really enjoyed it. I seen a good basketball game as far as Childersburg's concerned. Childersburg done a good job tonight. They played good offense. They played good defense. I just, you know, I enjoyed it.
Well, Tony, appreciate you. Appreciate, again, all of our sponsors. Thank you for fueling all of this. Like I told you before, everybody have a good night. God bless you. And we'll see you next Thursday as the Comer Tigers will take on the Weaver Bearcats right here on Kix 100.3.
You've been listening to the Coosa Pines Federal Credit Union Comer Sports Network, presented by Radio Alabama Sports. Sponsored by Toyota of Sylacauga, Coosa Valley Electric Cooperative, Allen Oil Company, Wright Tire and Service, State Farm Insurance Agent Albia Steers, Majestic Caverns, Donahue Physical Therapy, Farmers Home Furniture, Sylacauga Parks and Recreation, Coosa Valley Recycling, Sleeping Giant Heating and Cooling, La Costa Mexican Restaurant, Attorney Ben Robbins, Sarah Nissan Honda and Ford of Sylacauga, Penhody Outdoor Foundation, Sylacauga Chamber of Commerce, Alta Point Health, Sylacauga Health and Rehab Services, Marble City Pharmacy, Central Alabama Community College, AMIA, Rudd's Car Wash, Marble City Plumbing, La Pinata Mexican Grill, Ricky Deason Insurance and Investments, Storage Nuts, Merkel's Anytime Towing. This broadcast is copyrighted by Radio Alabama for the private use of our audience. Any other use of this broadcast, descriptions, or accounts of the game without Radio Alabama's consent is strictly prohibited. Thanks for listening.